We all know about equity mutual funds, but what about debt mutual funds? Should you invest your money, your hard-earned money, in debt mutual funds in the current market scenario wherein equity mutual funds are already struggling? So is debt mutual fund a good option? We'll discuss all about this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you want a review of your personal finance, mutual funds, stock markets, children education planning, your retirement planning, then reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. The direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description as well. Well, we all know the equity market is slightly sluggish, more than slightly sluggish, and it is showing a deeper correction every now and then, and it is in fact in a bear cycle. In such a scenario, is debt mutual fund an option to consider? First of all, what are debt mutual funds? Debt mutual funds have got nothing to do with the stock market. They have got nothing to do with the equity market. I mean, they have got some kind of a relationship, but not a very direct relationship. So if we say that Nifty has fallen down by 2% today, that does not mean that your debt mutual funds have fallen down by an equal proportion. So when we say that when Nifty has fallen down, or the market overall, the stock market has fallen down by 2%, you know that your portfolio of mutual funds or your stocks portfolio also must have gone down by around 2%. Around 2%, not exactly 2%, but somewhere in that range, right? Sometimes, not always, it's not true always. But in debt mutual funds, that is not the case because it is not related to equity, and debt mutual funds work on the principle of mod duration and YTM, that is the maturity. So here in today's episode, we're going to talk about what is mod duration. Mod duration in fact stands for modified duration. All right, now what is modified duration and why we need to talk about modified duration in today's time wherein the repo rate, the interest rates have been increased and they are kept at around 4.9% by the RBI. Hence, modified duration comes into the picture. Modified duration actually is, you can say it's like a formula that expresses the measurable change in the value of a security. All right. It's a measurable change in the value of the security in response to the alteration of the interest rates. Now, what does that mean? Modified duration is actually that figure which tells you the sensitivity of a debt mutual fund return to the interest rate fluctuation. Alright, so if the interest rates are increased and if the mod duration is higher, that means the fund, the debt mutual funds or that particular bond is more sensitive to interest rate fluctuation. More the mod duration, more the fluctuation. All right. Modified duration follows the concept that interest rates and bond prices move in opposite directions. Interest rates and bond prices move in opposite directions. What does this mean? If the interest rates are increasing, that means the bond price will go down. That means the price will go down. Price goes down in the sense the value of that debt mutual fund decreases. Just like Sensex goes down, similarly, the bond price also goes down. Similar, you can relate and understand, right? So if the interest rates are going up, bond price is going down, that means your debt mutual fund is going down. If the interest rates is coming down, that means the bond price is going up and your debt mutual fund is going up. That means your investment in debt mutual funds are going up. Now, recently what has been happening is the interest rates, not the mod duration. The mod duration is fixed. The interest rates are on the ascendancy. Earlier, RBI increased the repo rate or interest rates, whatever you want to call it, increased by 40 basis points, and recently again by 50 basis points. So effectively, it is a 90 basis point increase. And this 90 basis point increase has had a great impact on debt mutual funds as well. wherein the mod duration was higher. If the mod duration is low, that means it will have a small effect, a negligible effect. But the mod duration is high, it will have a huge impact on the bond, on the debt mutual fund price, on the NAV of the debt mutual fund. And here on, RBI plans to increase interest rates again when the next MPC happens, right? So if you're investing in debt mutual funds, you have to make sure in current scenario, not always, in the current scenario, you have to make sure that you are investing in mutual funds with low mod duration and not with high mod duration. When should you invest in funds with high mod duration? When you think or you expect or anticipate interest rates cut down by the RBI. Not in this scenario of today, wherein the RBI will be increasing the interest rates going forward again. All right, so this is mod duration. Now, the first thing which you should know, that debt mutual funds sometimes give you more than inflation, but mostly in scenarios like these, they struggle to give you returns more than inflation. Hence, you should be very clear in your mind why you are investing in a debt mutual fund. All right. For anybody who is in the early in the 20s, early 30s, or in fact late 30s as well, debt mutual funds won't serve a great purpose because you are still in that wealth accumulation phase. Now, this depends. I don't want to make it a general statement, but it depends. If your horizon is small, if wealth conservation is a bigger priority than wealth accumulation, then yes, debt mutual funds will serve your purpose. But overall, generally speaking, debt mutual funds sometimes struggle to give you more than the inflation. Currently, the inflation is huge, right? So debt mutual funds currently are not particularly beating inflation, and they are not serving a great purpose right now. Again, as I said, increasing interest rates are not helping them as well. So you should have a clarity in mind. Debt mutual funds are good, in fact, and considering the unique feature, the unique the facet that they provide in a portfolio, they are a must to have in certain cases as well. All right. So you must know, you should have that clarity in mind whether or not you need a debt mutual funds in your portfolio. And above all that, if you are interested in debt mutual funds, then you should go for all those funds which are giving you good returns. And you should consider the mod duration effect as well, the modified duration effect as well, which you will have. So we'll talk about debt mutual funds once again in another episode, wherein I'll be covering how to choose debt mutual funds and should you really invest in debt mutual funds, all of that. This episode is targeted more towards the concept of mod duration because it is very much pertinent in today's day and age, because the RBI is increasing rates, and this is the formula. The mod duration is that formula, that is that figure which gives you the measurable change in the value of the bond price as compared to the movement of interest rates, as I said. So whenever you are investing in debt mutual funds, make sure you are aware of what the mod duration is and what effect it will have on your mutual fund NAV or the mutual fund price. All right. Thank you, friends, for this episode, for listening to this episode till the very, very end. Refer our Hindi podcast as well. Refer the YouTube channel as well. Also, download the FinAzad app, which has got the course on technical analysis for you. In case of any doubt, in case of any help you need regarding managing your personal finances, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number. The direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.